was able to eat, I'd cook it, butcher them hogs, butcher them heads up that way and cook it, make that hog head sausage. And Louis always cut off a little of the front of the shoulder, his neck, you know, put it in there with it, boy, it'd give you more meat to make more sausage with. Take 2-3 big old hog heads, cook them together that way, round up Joe's and everything, come out with 150, 200 head sausages about that long, about that big around. They're good, they taste good, they're good. I guarantee you, before it's over, they'll put it out of the bowels of them. If they eat them, they draw that stuff. It's fat, it'll make you thick, and I don't mean maybe, if you don't watch it.
It'll get to you, huh?
It'll get to you, that's right. But it's good. Anybody that likes meat will go for it.
Yeah.
Seasoned up good.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you ever heard of making anything by cooking and grinding up hog liver? Eating it that way?
Liver sausage, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all a gold liver sausage is. Yeah.
You like that pretty well?
Yeah, I like liver sausage all right. I'll tell you the sausage I don't like, though. I'll be honest with you about that. What's called blood sausage. You put the blood in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You catch that blood when you kill the hog. Salt it down like it ought to be. Make what's called blood sausage.
Hmm.
I know how to make it, but I never did make it. I've seen my wife make it. My folks never did make it. But my wife made it sometimes. She liked it. She had a brother that made it. He used to keep a bunch of hogs at my place and butcher them. That's how I quit growing the hogs. He always made the blood sausage. He liked it. Mm. I never did like it myself.
I wonder why they put blood in it. Did it?
I don't know why. They think it gives it a good flavor.
Mm.
That's all I know about it.
It doesn't sound too appealing to me.
No, it don't to me neither. Mm. And I can say another thing. My understanding is the way I see the Bible. The blood of anything is supposed to be left on the ground.
Yeah.
So that's one reason why it don't appeal to me.
Uh-huh. No, I wouldn't want to eat anything with blood in it either.
It don't appeal to me on account of Bible said let the blood go to the ground, lay on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it on the ground of the animal you kill. Bleed good, leave the blood on the ground. Somehow that way.
When you kill a deer, you're always supposed to let it bleed, aren't
you? Yeah, you're always supposed to. And a hog, too. A lot of them catch that blood when the hog bleeds and make the blood sausage.
Have you ever heard of any kind of meat dish called scrapple?
Scrap meat?
Or scrapple.
Scrapple. I don't know if I have. Heard of the meat scraps being cooked, made in various kinds of things.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, say if you had some butter that you kept too long and it didn't taste good, what would you say it's done?
Rancid.
Got rancid.
Bad. Rancid.
You ever heard anybody say it's funky?
What?
It's funky.
Yeah, I heard it called spunky too. That means it ain't any good. And as rude as you eat, you'll be spunky.
I bet you would for long.
Yeah, a little while. A few hours time.
Mm. Have you ever heard of women keeping this thick sour milk around the kitchen and make things out of it?
You mean make home cottage cheese?
Uh-huh. What do you make that out of?
Clabber milk.
Clabber milk. I see.